More of
everything in the palm of your hand and the news, or in your car during your commute. Get the Hunter and Chamber Radio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer family and family a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Your Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the 3rd Thursday every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-283-0500. For more information about any of our programs,
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama makes history with his visit to the Japanese city of Hiroshima. He's the first president to go there in nearly 70 years. Prior to his visit, the president speaking to service members at Iwakuni Air Station.
This is not a
business.
This is a chance to reaffirm our commitment to pursuing the peace and security
of commerce
of a war where nuclear weapons would no longer be necessary.
All business, the president all talk, visiting Hiroshima's peace memorial in honor of 140,000 people killed after the blast on August 6th of 1945. Cleanup will be underway today in much of the country after wild weather. This is USA Radio News.
So make this simple. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Franklin.
Right now,
so glad to join
us.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah, we
had
some
dreary weather lately.
For just $4.
You
have
to see
that's
the sun out there. And
friend
Brian and I were doing a sign installation this morning.
Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 for sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. By participation there.
Watch the sun shine on my face kind of thing. So getting back to our survey poll, this was on Facebook. I posted it last week. So we have a wide range of answers. Some business owners, some teachers, some folks
driving
who are retired.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone.
Survey was, you
or
get
better
a,
yet,
a
designate
request,
a texter.
A
for more text-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
So, Deb Schott, who's from your Pennsylvania, said, I'm betting it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. Let's get the logo party started.
The conservative group Judicial Watch is suing Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email account as Secretary of State. And a federal judge on Thursday granted a request from former Clinton
business,
Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills
to, be on
to seal
the glasses,
all the video depositions
have done
in the case.
But
she says they could be used
for
partisan
and
political purposes.
That you had completed the
judge
previous
agreed,
request.
However, he did
Vito
rule
Marinelli,
that
who owns Marinelli's
the
and Ginny's Cafe out here in Flemington, said,
for USA
I would make
Radio
it charge. I would
I'm Jules McKinney.
Donald Trump is very pleased about estimates showing
service,
him surpassing the number of delegates he needs to secure the Republican presidential nomination.
And Vito, you really hit it on the head right there.
He thanked previously uncommitted delegates who put him
program,
over the top,
you know that
estimates
I always,
put Trump over the magic number of 1,237 delegates. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news
anyway
on the web at usaradio.com.
A great gentleman, had the opportunity to play basketball with him in college. Been living overseas for years, worked for NATO. This is what adversity is all about, how to deal with a situation. If your people can do it and get it done, fine. But to add mustard to it already, difficult time and then extra cost should be added.
Before
said,
you get behind the wheel,
it's so much
your
you
phone.
Can do, and so, there is so
yet,
much you can do in so little time.
For more tax-free driving
I looked,
tips,
no
visit StopTextStopRex.org.
What you can do,
brought
do
to
it.
By the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
One problem,
Senator Bernie Sanders holds on to hope that he'll be able to debate Donald Trump.
So
he was on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live last night.
Kristen Winters Johnson,
it depends, bringing the debate idea to a national stage. Sanders went on to say it's insulting that Hillary Clinton refused to debate him before California's June 7th primary.
In Bernard.
USA Radio spoke with the
Carol Lee's Evans Rosenblatt,
NBC
another Crown Trophy store owner, said, "Hope it works well for you. Looking forward to hearing about
Jason
it. I would most likely
more.
Do it."
The spotlight
Tim
continues
Kiner,
to focus on former NBC anchor Katie Couric for deceptively editing an interview with members of the Virginia
Everything
Citizens
you can
Defense League,
and
making
then
it appear they refused
the,
to answer a question that they actually answered.
The rest.
USA Radio News then, spoke with the head of the VCDL, Philip Van Cleve, and we asked him why he would even speak to a reporter as openly anti-gun as Couric.
But Tim made a good point. It's that and then some. Like, how are you going to, if you said no, is there a chance that the customer would find another vendor somewhere else to do the work? And if not on this job, then on the next one. Ryan Tyson owns a Crown Trophy store in Kentucky. He said, I would get one of my employees to engrave them while I made the delivery of the karate trophy. I let the customer know you had to pay overtime to the employee and increase the amount you charged them. Most employees will jump at the chance to make overtime pay. Excellent point. You got a lot of likes for that
Biden
reply.
Is heading up the so-called cancer moonshot.
Steven Sagristano said, I hope
Obama
you made it worth your while. Now, here's one that really threw
that
a curveball. And I was driving in the
Radio
box
News,
truck, and I already engraved about six dozen of the glasses. But Catherine Alley, who lives in Indiana, and as you can see, our listeners
it's
are from all over the place.
Radio sports scores and calendar for
sometimes
our five regional
you
high
have to make a decision that reflects your family values and morals. It's not always about the money. And that stopped me dead in my tracks. Because it is about for me, anyway, it's all about family. And I had to think for a second, can I get this job done but still be home in time for dinner? Can I spend time with my wife over on Sunday or something like that, other than at that 50th anniversary party? And I knew that because I had already done some of the work, I was committed that I had to do it. But I also had to make sure.
Girls across Bridgewater
Railroad
takes
it
18-7.
You know, you do have to balance that work-life balance that you...
North Hunterdon faced
Tim
Kiner
posted again. He said, I need to know if this is a past customer, how much future or past business there was, how much profit are you going to make? So I gave him the answer for that. Relatively new customer,
no
it's score. A pharmaceutical
the
company that was going to be involved in a merger,
track,
and I just wanted to make sure that
going on
if,
today. Hillsborough High School, South Hunterdon will be there, along with Hunterdon
Ann Lazo, who is a consultant down in North Carolina, said you implied that you could do it when you're over the extra charge. I would say pretty much obligated to do the work.
3:30.
Good point.
Tomorrow,
Columbus, who,
spring track continues.
International,
again, South
Hunter
will be at Hillsboro,
said, do it if
along with
possible, Hunter and Sutton make sure that you charge
at
enough
10 a.m. Voorhees will be at North
John
Knight,
who's a retired teacher out in Ohio, said, I would have said
girls.
No problem, but the price just
on
doubled.
The 31st,
Rick Stockel, a real
Sunday
estate agent,
and off.
You said, as a fellow
baseball
small business
continues.
Owner, I would do it. But I can understand why you might say
I
no.
Have
Brian Murphy owns
A.L. Johnson
in
coming to visit Delaware Valley.
Words, cha-ching.
It's going to be at 4 o'clock, part of the varsity sectional.
You know,
we can
talk about that at the summer meeting.
Softball.
So overall,
will be
the,
at Governor
the
Livingston
responses
at 4
were pretty
PM.
In favor of do the work. The underwriting theme
the
was make sure you
Central
get paid for
Ridge.
It.
Track
and then,
field meet has been canceled.
Same thing. Customer service.
Boys,
you know, anybody who knows
girls is still on.
The show for any amount of time knows that it's all about
on June 1st.
Customer service. So if you have any additional
we're
comments
still awaiting
on that,
all
by all
playoff,
means, hit me up on Facebook. Email me at
trophyjim@yahoo.com. Based on the performance
of the last
couple of days. You can
also connect with me on LinkedIn.
Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar 4, our five regional high schools. Please support
our
local athletes. They love playing for
the crowd.
They do it because they love their sport.
On that story. But then
you are going to witness
as you listen and you're thinking about your
competition.
What would you do?
We got playoffs going on.
What would your employees say?
So it's a great way to be outdoors.
11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And say, by the way, can you come in? I got about 7 or 8 hours worth of work for you to do.
Good.
The point that Ryan
local
Tyson
baseball
made, you know, where
very
the employees
price.
Would love the overtime.
Radio sports.
How many of your employees, you know, are out the door, you know, as soon as the clock strikes 5 o'clock, and could you, you know, reel them back in? Now I know I have a dedicated.
We move
crew,
on
and more
to talk
likely,
about
they
the
would
Patriots
definitely come
and
back,
the Thunder,
but you also Patriots. Have to make sure that it's been worth their while and worth yours.
Again,
you know, what are you going to pay them in overtime?
The
and is the customer? Have you factored that into your pricing? So I appreciate
good.
Everybody who did take
so
the time
the
to answer the poll.
Gave all three games
thought
away.
Thought we'd throw that out
that
there.
Series.
I appreciated
and the
all those responses.
Were tied
now we've also put out a survey
lead with the York
on our
Revolution,
email marketing this week
the Patriots
about
will be playing
what
starting
products
tonight
you use at Crown
York.
Trophy. And remember, there's five divisions.
So
we
have
27, 28, promotional 29th, items, custom
and
30th, apparel,
all York Revolution
our sign
games
shop,
at
and
York.
Then obviously trophies.
6:30 on Friday, Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday, 5 o'clock.
Response.
On Memorial Day.
We got a great response. So we kind of
if
felt
get
how
through
to
that,
our upcoming
Then we'll marketing be facing emails. The Southern
and
Maryland
again,
blue crabs.
People always ask me, are you sending out these emails because it turns converts into a sale, or are you sending out those emails just to create that front of mind presence?
Southern Maryland
and this
blue crabs
was kind
for
of twofold.
The first,
we always want that front of mind presence.
Bolt 705
starts
on the 31st and the 1st, and then a 12:05 p.m. start
awards,
on the 2nd.
Varsity jackets
the Patriots will be black.
I want you thinking about the Crown Trophy of Flemington, or the new Crown of Flemington, as we have rebranded ourselves.
Bridgeport Bluefish.
And so that's why
705 start on
the 3rd. The survey was for us.
Cooler night.
To see of the respondents,
fireworks on Saturday, 7:05 start.
Is paying
start,
most attention to these
and a 105
email marketing blasts,
Sunday
and it really
fifth,
was very strong in awards,
t-shirts,
very strong in apparel,
Jimmy
which are
Buffett
our two
Day,
strongest divisions right now.
Project ALS Day,
and then
Motorcycle
Brandon took
Day,
over
and Girl Scouts
with the email writing,
Patriots
and he has really taken
the
time to explain
sixth,
the difference between screen printing, between transfers, and between embroidery,
and
the hidden costs that some vendors are
11,
charging that really don't have to be like
what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com.
I want
to
do bad things with you.
Well, it is Memorial Day, and a little military news here, or past military news. 151 years later, a New Jersey family is seeking a Medal of Honor for a Civil War soldier.
Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reports on the 26th that New Jersey descendants of Massachusetts man who believes their ancestor captured Confederate Major General George Washington Custis Lee during the Civil War are hoping to get the Medal of Honor posthumously awarded to him. The family of David Dunnels White, an ancestor of the White family of Lebanon, are one step closer to seeing that happen as U.S. Representative Leonard Lance introduces legislation Thursday in the House of Representatives that would permit President Obama to award him the Medal of Honor. White, at the time of private in the Union 37th Massachusetts Regiment during the Civil War, was at the Battle of Sailor's Creek, Virginia, in 1865 when Union forces captured Lee, the eldest son of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Harris S. Hawthorne, a veteran of the 121st New Jersey Regiment, applied for and was awarded a Medal of Honor for the capture of Curtis Lee. However, the White family was uncovered hundreds of pages of supporting documents proving that it was White, not Hawthorne, who captured Lee, according to Lance's office. This matter is of great importance to me and my family, and I believe when the facts are reviewed, the Pentagon will see the strength of my argument to awarding my ancestor this award, said Frank White of Lebanon. I sought out my federal representative, Congressman Lance, to help me advance the case, and he has helped me navigate the red tape to make sure my case and research is heard. For years, the White's family has fought for the recognition, according to Lance. The White family asked for my assistance, and I was happy to meet with them regarding their strong case, Lance said. The capture of Custis Lee was a turning point to the Civil War and proved a psychological blow to Robert E. Lee. I have reviewed the materials presented by the White family, and I am convinced that it has merit. Introducing this legislation will raise awareness about the issue and help advance a formal review of the award. Lance's legislation will be referred to the House Armed Services Committee for consideration, and Frank White is scheduled for a meeting at Pentagon in Washington, D.C. So, here you go, 151 years later. I wonder what documentation came up that makes this more poignant and more more open and shut case to change the awarding of this Medal of Honor. Would be interesting to find out. You never know. You open these drawers and desks and cupboards and perhaps even a chest, and voila, you found something that you didn't even realize, and all of a sudden you have all this new information to shed some light on history. So there you go, a little Memorial Day information there for somebody who's battled in the Civil War. Some other battles that are going to be going on. We got some sports that will be coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Here's a big battle. Group calls on feds to stop a review of a $1.2 billion pipeline. Keith Brown of the NJ.com reports on the 26th, the federal review of the $1.2 billion PennEast pipeline application should stop immediately because the company has repeatedly failed to provide critical data, according to a letter sent by environmental groups Thursday. Lawyers for the New Jersey Conservation Foundation and the Stony Brook Millstone Watershed Association requested that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission cease its review of the PennEast application because the company has not provided data requested by several state and federal agencies, including the Energy Commission. PennEast has been asked repeatedly by state and federal agencies to submit this additional information for its application and has again failed to do so, Tom Gilbert of the Conservation Foundation. FERC must uphold the integrity of its review process and its duty to protect public interest by assuring the PennEast application is completed before proceeding with its review. PennEast wants to build 118, well, we know all that. About 70% of the property owners in the proposed route in New Jersey have refused to let the company survey their land. Every municipality in Hunterdon and Mercer counties has passed resolutions opposing the pipeline, and both counties have banned the company from public land. PennEast needs to survey lands along its proposed path to refine the final route and to submit plans to the Federal Energy Commission weighing its approval. The letter says PennEast has failed to consider alternatives to its proposed route, failed to address FERC's requests to evaluate avoiding private drinking water wells, failed to complete a stream-by-stream analysis to avoid wetlands, and has failed to meet minimum legal standards in its proposal to mitigate environmental impacts. In short, PennEast's response has been woefully inadequate, the letter sent by Eastern Environmental Law Center on behalf of the two environmental groups. Pat Cornick, spokeswoman for PennEast, said the criticisms reflect a lack of understanding at the interstate pipeline process. This is a comprehensive, though fluid, review process, Cornick said. As PennEast moves through the FERC process, PennEast will continue to provide applicable information to FERC. Cornick added that PennEast will not rush the process in response to those who oppose it. PennEast's failure to provide complete and accurate answers to these outstanding questions after nearly 2 years is telling, said Jim Waltman of the Stonybrook Millstone Watershed Association. Earlier this month, the Conservation Foundation joined with a homeowners group and sued PennEast, claiming the company has been illegally surveying their land without permission. The company has denied that it has been illegally surveying. Through the course of this project, allegations regarding trespassing incidences generally have involved PennEast's use of public right-of-way and not private property, Pat Cornick, spokeswoman for PennEast, said. Well, once again, this is a one-sided article, and although it sounds great to us, many of us who oppose the PennEast pipeline, it would be nice to have a true response from PennEast rather than lack of response and some silence. When you get the lack of response, you start to make the assumption that it is, in fact, not of any real substance, and they've been doing exactly what they've been accused of. So we'll see. But that's for FERC to decide, right? FERC has to decide whether this is truly it. It's all we're doing right now is asking FERC to respond. All right. Let's see. We have one more article here. Another 100 acres of land, New Jersey farm, are preserved. Another 100 acres of landmark Hill and Dale Farm are now permanently preserved thanks to a partnership between Hunterdon County, New Jersey Conservation Foundation, the State Agriculture Development Committee, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service. On Tuesday, the partnership purchased the development rights on 100 acres of agricultural fields on the south side of Hill and Dale Road, according to a news release. Corn, soybeans, and hay are grown on that land, which remains in private ownership and is now permanently limited to agricultural uses. The Hunterdon County freeholders continually demonstrate their commitment to the stability, viability of Hunterdon County agriculture through cost-share partnering with the state of New Jersey, our municipalities, and our nonprofit partners on preservation projects like the Hill and Dale Farm. That was said by Director Suzanne Legay, freeholder director. Especially gratifying is our nonprofit partners' ability to leverage federal funds to the benefit of all citizens of Hunterdon County. The 100-acre property was the latest in a multi-phase land project that has preserved nearly 300 acres of Hill and Dale Farm over the past 5 years. So there you go. We continue to take care of our green spaces and avoid the overcrowding that many other municipalities are looking for. It seems to be still the trajectory of what Hunterdon County wants, and hopefully it still meets with our SEDS project. All right, so we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and the news. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntonChamberRadio.com.
Rolling along, for it's high, high need of faith.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama makes history with his visit to the Japanese city of Hiroshima. He's the first president to go there in nearly 70 years. Prior to his visit, the president speaking to service members at Iwakuni Marine Air Station.
This is an opportunity to honor the memory of all who were lost during World War II. It's a chance to reaffirm our commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a war where nuclear weapons would no longer be necessary.
The president visiting Hiroshima's Peace Memorial in honor of the 140,000 people killed after the blast on August 6th of 1945. Cleanup will be underway today in much of the country after wild weather pounds some central and midwest states. Tornadoes touching down in Kansas and Texas and a flash flood trapped at least 19 people during a cave tour in Kentucky yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A new State Department report is very critical of Hillary Clinton's email practices. USA Radio's Jules McKinney with more.
The conservative group Judicial Watch is suing Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email account as Secretary of State. And a federal judge on Thursday granted a request from former Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills to seal all the video depositions in the case. She says they could be used for partisan political purposes. The judge agreed. However, he did rule that transcripts of the depositions could be made public. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Donald Trump is very pleased about estimates showing him surpassing the number of delegates he needs to secure the Republican presidential nomination. At a news conference in North Dakota, he thanked previously uncommitted delegates who put him over the top. Estimates put Trump over the magic number of 1,237 delegates. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Senator Bernie Sanders holds on to hope that he'll be able to debate Donald Trump. He was on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live last night and thanked Kimmel right out of the gate for bringing the debate idea to a national stage. Sanders went on to say it's insulting that Hillary Clinton refused to debate him before California's June 7th primary. Well, USA Radio spoke with the group. Former NBC anchor Katie Couric smeared in a documentary. USA Radio's Jason Wirt has more.
The spotlight continues to focus on former NBC anchor Katie Couric for deceptively editing an interview with members of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, making it appear they refused to answer a question that they actually answered. USA Radio News spoke with the head of the VCDL, Philip Van Cleve, and we asked him why he would even speak to a reporter as openly anti-gun as Couric.
Our policy is to talk to the press. We can't get our words out if we don't talk to the press. We don't even care if they give the other side more time than we have. At the end of the day, our best weapon is the truth.
Van Cleve said the group is looking at all avenues of response to Couric's deception, including legal action. I'm Jason Wirt.
Vice President Joe Biden says Republicans are leading the billion-dollar fundraising effort for cancer research. Biden telling a roundtable at New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center yesterday that there's total bipartisan support in Congress for the efforts. Biden is heading up the so-called cancer moonshot that President Obama announced in his State of the Union address that was in January. This is USA Radio News, powered by USAradio.com.
It's time for 100 Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools and our minor league baseball teams. Start off, we're in playoff mode. Baseball. Delaware Valley faced Monmouth yesterday and defeated Monmouth. Squeaked it out 6-5. They move on. In Central, 100 Central Land, we had a golf match against Ridge. Defeated Ridge 160-163. That was boys golf. 2-1 victory over Old Bridge in baseball. Girls across Bridgewater Raritan takes it 18-7. North Hunterdon faced Elizabeth in baseball yesterday and defeated Elizabeth 5-1. All our baseball and softball teams moving on. Voorhees, South Hunterdon, no scores. Here are the calendar for the next couple of days. We have spring track varsity sectionals going on today. Hillsboro High School, South Hunterdon will be there along with Hunterdon Central. At Northern Burlington High School, Voorhees will be there for boys and girls at 3:30. Tomorrow, spring track continues. Again, South Hunterdon will be at Hillsboro along with Hunterdon Central at 10 a.m. Voorhees will be at North Burlington High School, both boys and girls. On the 31st, get Sunday and Monday off, baseball continues. I have A.L. Johnson coming to visit Delaware Valley. It's going to be at 4 o'clock, part of the varsity sectionals for baseball. Softball, Voorhees will be at Governor Livingston at 4 p.m. The Central Ridge track and field meet has been canceled for boys, but for girls it's still on at Ridge High School. On June 1st, we're still awaiting all the playoff scenarios based on the performances of the last couple of days. 100 Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. You are going to witness great competition now that we got playoffs going on. So it's a great way to be outdoors, cheer on some really competitive matches, and enjoy good competitive local baseball at a very inexpensive price. 100 Chamber Radio Sports. We move on to talk about the Patriots and the Thunder. The Patriots yesterday faced the Skeeters again, and I'm afraid that the Skeeters swept the Patriots. That is not good. So the Patriots gave all three games away in that series, and the Skeeters were tied for the Freedom Division lead with the York Revolution, who, unfortunately, the Patriots will be playing starting tonight at York. So we have 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th, all York Revolution games at York. 6:30 on Friday, Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday, 5 o'clock on Memorial Day. If we can get through that, then we'll be facing the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs for the 31st. And going to jump on over to the June schedule because we're switching months. And June says Southern Maryland Blue Crabs for the first, both 7:05 starts on the 31st and the 1st, and then a 12:05 p.m. start on the 2nd. The Patriots will be back home on the 3rd, 4th, 5th against the Bridgeport Bluefish. 7:05 start on the 3rd with Cooler Night and Scout Night. Fireworks on Saturday, 7:05 start. And a 1:05 start on Sunday the 5th. That is T-shirts, Jimmy Buffett Day, Project ALS Day, Motorcycle Day, and Girl Scouts Day. Patriots will then be off on the 6th. Away series at New Britain Bees on the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And an away series against the Lancaster Barnstormers on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. The Patriots will be back in town on the 14th. For almost a week. So We need the Patriots to get back in sync, man, because they have taken a beating against the Sugarland Skeeters. And we move on to the Thunder. What's going on with the Thunder? Well, they faced New Hampshire, and happy to report that they swept New Hampshire all four games from Monday to Thursday. Last night's game was a 2-1 win. So the Thunder take their momentum into Binghamton, and they will be facing Binghamton 7:05 tonight, and then a 7:05 game tomorrow, a 6:35 p.m. game on Sunday, and a 1:05 game on Memorial Day. The Thunder will be off on the 31st, and then I'm going to see if I can jump on over to the June schedule and tell you that they have three games in 2 days. On Wednesday the 1st, they have a doubleheader, 4:05 start against the Hartford team at Hartford. And then, obviously, the other game is dependent on the final of the first one. And then they faced Hartford once again at 1:05 on Thursday. The Thunder will be back in town, taking on Erie for four games in 3 days. Erie will be here on Friday the 3rd, and that game is Scout Sleepover and Rally Towel Giveaway. On Saturday, we have a doubleheader, 6 o'clock start. At 6 o'clock, it is post-game fireworks. Okay, and then on Sunday, a 1 o'clock start, Fielding Glove Giveaway and Sunrise Sundays. The Thunder will be off on the 4th and then away for a week against Binghamton for three games and then Erie for four games in 3 days with a doubleheader next on the 11th. So there you have it. The Thunder starting to gain some momentum. The Patriots kind of losing some momentum, and that's most unfortunate. We need them to compete. Let's see what else we have going on. We have got a little competition going on here with in Lambertville. Lambertville versus New Hope in Dragon Paddle Battle. Sally Graziano reports that the inaugural Lambertville-New Hope Paddle Battle will take place June 3rd on the Delaware River that separates the two towns. It's a dragon boat race, and the team from the winning town claiming bragging rights. It's also a fundraiser aiming to gather $10,000 for local charities. The action will start at 5:30 p.m., produced by Dragon Boat Adventures, and also Amplify Your Voice, which handles social marketing for local businesses. The best of three races event will be between a team of New Hope business owners and officials and their counterparts in Lambertville. Dragon boats have a traditional Chinese design, typically decorated to resemble a dragon, and they're propelled with paddles by a large crew and used for racing. Experienced dragon boat racers will be on board. The Bucks County Playhouse Terrace Cafe will host viewing and an after-race party featuring a special dragon drink. The Splash paddle boat will be on the water, offering a finish line experience. The boats will include members of local police, fire, and EMT rescue squads. Mayor Larry Keller is the captain of the New Hope boat team, with Mayor David Delvecchio leading the Lambertville team. How about that? That's kind of fun, isn't it? I love people trying to find new ways to stir up intrigue. So there you have it. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. Hunterdon.com, U.S. Navy. We're trying to get all the armed forces in. Memorial Day weekend. And not only do we look at our armed forces, but we also need to look at our local police force, our EMTs, and all the other folks that help us and keep us safe. Hunterdon detective and a canine complete a specialized tracking training. Sally Graziano reports on the 25th. The canine handler, Detective Edward Pollock, and canine Finn recently graduated from the Ocean County Sheriff's Office canine scent class with a specialty in tracking, County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III announced. Finn and Pollock have been providing canine drug detection services to the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office, Guns, Gangs, and Narcotics Task Force, as well as other law enforcement agencies since graduating from the New Jersey State Police drug scent detection class last June. This new certificate allows us to expand our canine capabilities and other offer greater services to the citizens of Hunterdon County, Kearns said. In addition to using our canine unit to help detect the presence of illegal drugs, Finn's new tracking capabilities can help in the apprehension of criminals and tracking of lost or missing persons. I congratulate Detective Pollock and Finn for their continued dedication and hard work. I don't know if that was the one I actually saw, but there was another dog in Reddington who actually has located $2.3 million in laundered money and drug and illegal drugs. So he has paid off handsomely for our municipalities. We move on from there to talk about, let's see, what else do we have? New Jersey girl completes three rounds at National Spelling Bee. Remember, we had to follow up on this. Sally Graziano reports that Danielle Serrao, winner of the regional spelling bee held at Northampton Community College in March, has had a busy week in Washington, D.C. The 13-year-old, an eighth grader at Reddington Middle School, has been competing with 284 other students from around the nation and the Scripps National Spelling Bee. After correctly spelling gnosis, the act of process of cognitive or knowing, in round two, Danielle was among the 251 spellers to participate in round three. She spelled yakitori correctly, which means a bite-sized marinated meat on a skewer, and was among the 171 spellers who finished the round. That's when the field of contestants was narrowed considerably, according to the results of the vocabulary tests that had been given earlier. 45 students continued into additional preliminary rounds, but Danielle wasn't among them.
This year was the fourth year Danielle participated in the regional event that leads to the national competition. She was runner-up at the 2014 Regional B while in sixth grade and placed fifth twice as a fifth and seventh grader. Nonetheless, she keeps trying, and only one winner, so she's doing the best she can, certainly representing Hunterdon County and Reddington Township admirably. So we congratulate her for all of her efforts. What else do we have going on? Well, Hunterdon County Art Sale returns for the fifth year. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reports yesterday that the fifth annual outdoor art show and sale will be held on June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12. I'm sure Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winbury were talking all about this yesterday. Last year's show helped kickstart a successful return to art for Alex Neckel, 31, born and raised in Lambertville and currently living in Hopewell, according to a news release. Quote, I loved to come here when I was young to get books on how to draw cars, planes, trains, and later sports subjects, Neckel said. He has returned now years later, taking part in last year's art show and winning first place for the adult amateur level in mixed media. His focus is printmaking. After several trips to Canada and South America, Neckel obtained a Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology at Concordia University in Montreal. The essence of his study was understanding different cultures in places like Africa, Papua New Guinea, and South America through their artifacts, ranging from art to food, even subcultures like biker groups in the city. This was influenced his art, according to the news release. Neckel just returned from his third trip to the Yucatan. I do lots of pyramids. There are also astrological influences, he said. Neckel also likes to include positive images, especially echoing the shape of smile. Back in the area after college, though he wasn't pursuing art directly for some years, he found cooking to be another creative outlet. I always cooked, living next door to one of the greatest farmers markets in the world in Montreal, Neckel said. He started as a food runner and then ended up as a chef at a local restaurant, though he has slowed that down recently to focus on art. 3 months before last year's art show, Neckel began renting a studio at the Printmaking Center in New Jersey, located in Bedminster. In high school, his art teacher introduced him to printmaking. She really fueled the fire, Neckel said, telling him, just do it. Whatever you need, we'll get the supplies. The show and sale also offers levels for professionals and for students in the 7th up to 12th grades. Other categories include oils, acrylics, tempura, watercolors, and pastels, pencil, ink, chalk, and charcoal. Although some artists choose not to sell, it's great that they have the option, said art show organizer Linda Zbteski. For some, it can be an important breakthrough. Local judges will award cash prizes and ribbons, including Best in Show and People's Choice. Neckel said he was very surprised to win last year. I knew I liked what I was creating, but you never know what other people's reactions will be, he said. It reaffirmed I'm going to the right direction, doing something worthwhile. The art show caused a surge in his output. I've done almost 50 pieces this year, Neckel said. Now that he has a larger body of work and been offering a spot at one gallery, he plans to have a show of his own, but is still looking around. The library art show also allows artists to sell their works. Although Neckel is buying and selling other artists' work, even well-known ones like Joan Miró, he did studio printmaking in the 1970s. It is still hard for him to part with his own pieces. I mostly sell to friends and family at this point, Neckel said. The show is sponsored by the Friends of the Library, including music by Acoustic Road throughout the day. Bring a chair, blanket, even a picnic, and relax under the canopy of trees. The rain date is June 18th. Artists who would like to submit their work can contact Zbteski 908-788-1277 or visit hclibrary.us. Well, that brings a wrap to the day, and it's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I want to thank Mike and Michelle for their contribution to the show. It is Memorial Day. Vincent Arlena says, never say I should have. I talked about it a couple days ago. Just need you to reflect just a small bit while you're having a good time with family and friends on why Monday is Memorial Day. We tend to forget our armed forces people who made the ultimate sacrifice just need you to take a little bit of time. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. We're off on Monday as well. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunter, and on HuntShipper.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama makes history with his visit to the Japanese city of Hiroshima. He's the first president to go there in nearly 70 years. Prior to his visit, the president speaking to service members at Iwakuni Marine Air Station.
This is an opportunity to honor the memory of all who were lost during World War II. It's a chance to reaffirm our commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a war where nuclear weapons would no longer be necessary.
The president visiting Hiroshima's Peace Memorial in honor of the 140,000 people killed after the blast on August 6th of 1945. Cleanup will be underway today in much of the country after wild weather pounds some central and Midwest states. Tornadoes touching down in Kansas and Texas and a flash flood trapped at least 19 people during a cave tour in Kentucky yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A new State Department report is very critical of Hillary Clinton's email practices. USA Radio's Jules McKinney with more.
The conservative group Judicial Watch is suing Hillary Clinton.
Sprung from cages on Highway 9,
Inspector General.
The news
said
is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
And
Hunterdon Medical Center
Secretary
was started by families.
A state takeover
for families.
Of Atlantic City, New
Inside
Jersey,
our
has
circle
been avoided
of care,
for now.
We offer
Sarah
coordinated care
details.
For your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
It gives the
Hunterdon Healthcare
gambling
your full circle of care.
Days to
if
come
you
up
need
with
a physician, call
Hunterdon
Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511. For HMC, or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
A law inspired by the overdose death of a 16-year-old from southwest Michigan is closer to expanding. The state house approving bipartisan legislation to exempt anyone, regardless of age, from prosecution if they report someone having a life-threatening reaction to illegal or prescription drugs.
We have an epidemic on our hands in all of our communities having to do with opiates and drug overdose. This is a preemptive strike to save lives.
That's Representative Al Pasholka of Stevensville, who says the legacy of Mason Mizuki will not be his overdose death, but the lives that are being saved. This is USA Radio News.
Think what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthVest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, hemostatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry
pounds
for
in 40 days,
years.
Guaranteed.
Visit
Let me
us
repeat.
At 56
20
Main Street
to 40
in historic
pounds
downtown
in 40 days, guaranteed.
Call
this
toll
is
free.
Not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation.
All business, all talk,
you can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer. They can't wait to see you look great.
So call the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
7077. That's 888-718.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it.
On today's program, download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app. I conducted on Facebook over the weekend about an impossible request from a customer.
Station information. Listen live or the latest
that could sink your business.
Everything
the best way to build a successful team
or in your car,
and why you need an emergency succession plan. It's Thursday, May 26, 2016, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Yeah. And before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows it's currently 79 degrees at 12:04. And the forecast shows today there's an air quality alert in effect, and it will be mostly sunny today with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm this afternoon and evening with a high of 90 degrees and a low of 63. For tomorrow, the chance of storms continues, otherwise partly cloudy skies and a high of 88 with a low of 64. For Saturday, sunny with a few clouds and a high of 89, a low of 62. Sunday will be mostly